Hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to our motherfucking universe.
Yes, welcome, Vibers.
It's your girl, Ronnie.
And Mahogany, all day.
Every day, you dig. Welcome back, y'all. I know it's been a minute, but, you know, we back.
So we back, in effect.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And we see all the love that we're getting. That's the dope thing.
Yeah, like, we really appreciate you guys. The love has been really good. Thank you to all the subscribers, all of y'all.
Yes, thank with you. With the positive energy, you know.
Appreciate it.
All of
whatever.
Yes, sending the energy back to y'all.
But yeah, no, but we just been having technical issues with the equipment, okay?
Yes.
But we got it right now, y'all, so we about to be on Apple,
Spotify,
Google, all that. All them directories. Yes, y'all can catch us it.
For real. That part. So please subscribe to those.
You dig? And if you want to see us, subscribe to the YouTube channel, okay?
Yes.
You dig? But yeah, we got a great topic though.
Yes, the meaning of an ex.
The meaning of an ex. Let's see what things are about.
So what do you think?
I think the meaning of an ex is a fucking ex. Like somebody you just, you know, had an experience with in life and they became your ex.
And you no longer recycle. That's why they're an ex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I feel. If I've broken up with you, and some people, I won't say a lot of my ex. And it's not a lot I have.
It really ain't. I got a lot, y'all. Don't judge me.
But it's like two of them I wouldn't go back to. I wouldn't even think of going back to. Like, I just, it just doesn't make sense.
But, okay, so you wouldn't give an ex a second chance?
No, not those two. Certain.
Said not them two. Damn, who the fuck? Whoever y'all is, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Specific, bitch. Y'all too, okay?
Yeah, too.
Okay, so what if it was a good ex? Like, y'all left on good terms?
Yeah, I could see where we could, you know, see where we went wrong or what maybe wasn't the timing.
Yeah, right.
That's Thanks. Probably why we're an ex.
Yeah.
But not really, you know, that timing wasn't right. But those people, the timing wasn't right, the energy wasn't right, it just wasn't right.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's just in an ex.
So why what the fuck? Because you was like, bitch, them two. Like, why not them two?
Just certain things that happen, the lack of respect, and
that's a no-go for me.
And I didn't feel connected.
Yeah,
I didn't feel connected at all. One of them, I was with them for a while, so it was just because I was with them for a while. So
the main reason,
but it was really like there was no connection really there when I was younger then. That's the funny thing. Now I'm older and I realize it. That person has tried and I'm like,
say fuck that nigga.
Nah, it's not me. You know, even though they have transitioned to a different person.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's just not for me.
Yeah. Once you, I think when it comes to like taking an ex back, like, that shit is like, if you not really the type of person, because like I said, it depends on who you are as well. But mm-hmm. like when you have that person where your spirit just don't connect with them,
yes,
you cannot get back with them at all. Every single thing is just like, no, I don't need that type of shit in my, I don't need that in my vicinity. Like, yeah, bitch,
it just like, doesn't make sense. You're fighting with that person, and it
you
just,
wish them well though, but yes, you know, just not for me.
Man, it just didn't make sense for me to be around that person. There was, from day one, like when I met that person, our first date was an argument.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How? What the?
Like, we were going to the movies. We were going to the movies, and mind you, this person was trying to talk to me for years. This mm-hmm. is back in the days. This person was trying to talk to me for years. And, you know, I finally, you know, let that person, because I was talking to somebody, so I finally spoke to him or whatever. And when we did, it was just like a whole weird vibe. Like, I hung out with him, but it was really not, I don't know, it was just, I was trying to be open-minded.
But what was the argument about? Like, what the fuck?
First of all, he was driving like a freaking idiot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was telling him to slow down, and apparently somebody got upset the fact that he used to like to go in and out traffic. So apparently the person who was behind him, seen that and was like upset, threw something at his car, and next thing you know, they arguing. And it just, it was corny to me. It was like, what the hell? We going on a date.
That's embarrassing.
And I was like, take me home. He was like, nah, you know, we're going to the movies. So I was like, ugh. So we went. I tried to enjoy myself, but it's so crazy. I still remember that day. Like, yeah. I was like, yo, I should have never gave that opportunity, or like gave myself to that person at that time.
But you never the thing about it, what learned, take that chance, that stupid ass chance, depending on how they look or how they approach you or whatever. And then a conversation after that, you be like, okay, I'm gonna give this person a chance. When you give them a chance, you be like, oh Lord, thank God I seen this shit early. Yes.
But the thing about it, what I gained from it is that he has a beautiful family, you know, and his family was dope. They opened up their arms, his aunt and his cousins. They were dope. Aww. So, you know, it's just
like the same for you.
Yeah, it was. I had a connection with them, you know, the aunties and stuff like that. But with him, it was just like always an ongoing situation, like me and him going back.
This one you talking about, you been with for
5 years.
Okay,
that was 5 years. That was from like high school to all the way till I was like 20 something. Yeah, so I was like 17 to all the way to 20 something. So it was, like I said, it was a learning experience, and I wish that person well. I don't, like I said, I don't have no bad blood, nothing.
Right.
But it's just not for me. It's not for me. I wish you the best. You know, I see you have really transformed to a different person, and that person could be for somebody else, which, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. But I don't think, have I ever took an ex back? No, I never took an ex back. Yeah, no. Not as far as no relationship. No, not even my baby daddy. No, I ain't take none of that ass back. And that's crazy, but I'm friends, or not really friends, where I have conversations with them still to this day.
That's funny, because that's the next topic is really, would you become friends with your ex?
Yes, I absolutely would, and I absolutely am.
And like I said, certain people I wouldn't.
I'm a cool ass bitch. So, yeah, it depends though. It depends on the person.
Yeah,
I mean, motherfucker person.
It's especially if I am talking to somebody, there's certain people I wouldn't want to be friends with, because their attentions are not going to be being friends. Their attentions may be trying to get back in. And you know, it may cloud the judgment, which I'm a strong woman.
Shit, once
I'm into you, I'm into you.
Letting
so
you know I'm trying to get back in with you, then yeah. I mean, why wouldn't nobody be upfront about that?
sometimes people don't want to be because they don't want to be shut down.
I guess.
So instead of doing that, it's still, you have somebody, so you're trying to see where the person's head is at. So if you're going to come in and knowing the fact that you haven't spoken to this person in years, what are you going to do? Be their friend. But
yeah, of course,
the motive may be trying to get that person's back, trying to be their friend.
I get what you're saying,
but
bitch, yes, I tell my ex, listen, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get back with you, what's popping, what's good, like
that's you, like, okay, so if he has somebody, would you do that?
Hell no, not if he has somebody.
Exactly.
Or not if she has somebody.
Exactly.
No, if they have somebody currently, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Well, some dudes don't care neither. They don't care if you have a dude.
Of course niggas don't care. They don't give two fucks. But it's my responsibility, if I'm in a relationship, to let that nigga know.
Yeah, there's boundaries.
This is mine, and mm-hmm. we can't be friends. If you already know the type of nigga you got. Mm-hmm. Or the type of chick you got, like, yeah, nah, that's a no go. We can't be friends. Sorry mm-hmm. if you miss me. Blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
I got somebody. I'm not really.
Yeah, I'm rocking with them, and that's just that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but if you motherfucking single, and then on top of that, if it's an ex that's not, but you know what's funny? Because even if, like, if it's an ex that you've been in a relationship with, say, like, for 2 months or 3 months, and this shit ain't last, like, even if like y'all are really genuinely friends and the other person is in a relationship, I don't see a problem with them being friends.
Well, I can
friends to an extent, I should say. Mm-hmm. Friends to an extent, but I wouldn't see the problem with that.
But I can say this, I couldn't be friends with certain ex.
Would you say if you're in a relationship and your man, mm-hmm. your man wanted to be friends with his ex, would you allow him? If it was like nothing,
if it's platonic,
like he told you about her like years into y'all relationships, and you know,
yeah, okay, yeah, then I can respect that, but there's gonna be boundaries.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I wouldn't.
That's a good one. That's the next one.
Yeah, there will be boundaries. I wouldn't want.
Should being friends with an ex, should you have boundaries?
Of course.
I would say, yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Because it all goes back, especially, okay, this is another thing. Now, if you are in a relationship and it all goes back to you have a good sex relationship with that person, right? Mm-hmm. But everything is fucked up. fucked up. And you're in a relationship, would you be friends with that person?
wait, run it back.
Okay. If you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. you have an ex, mm-hmm. that you guys have the bomb sex, mm-hmm. but everything is fucked up. Everything else is fucked up.
About him is fucked up.
Yeah, in a relationship. Mm. Would you be friends with him still, knowing the fact that you're in a relationship, but you guys have that attraction?
That sexual attraction?
Yeah.
That we had in the past? Mm-hmm. No, I would not talk to him. I would have no ties to him. I'm not going to lie. In my past, yes, I did. I used to be in relationships with people, and I used to talk to this one guy that was like, no matter what relationship I'm in, I'ma still talk to that nigga. Like, regardless. But that's kind of funny. I don't know. Like, I think I couldn't, mind, bitch.
I couldn't, because if I'm into that person,
it depends on the person.
I couldn't, because one, I don't want that person to feel like they're comfortable.
But I still respect his relationship, though.
Of course, you have to. Because
yeah.
You wouldn't.
I still
somebody.
Have boundaries.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you have to have boundaries with that, because, like I said, if it's we're true. The sex is good and nothing else is good, and I have somebody that I am really into, I don't see no point of having you there. We're right. not connected like that. Right. We connected physically.
And that shit caused a lot of problems too.
Yeah. It's just a physical
marriage,
thing.
Even if you marry, if you marry and you doing this shit, talking to exes, now bitch, listen. But listen.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But. I don't know. I'm different because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. No, because I'm kind of weird. I'm really weird. Like, I don't know. I'm weird, and that's crazy that I be telling people exactly who I am and how I am, and they just, I don't see why you can't just get it right. Like, people are fucking retarded. I don't understand.
So, the next one is, don't try the friend with the benefits.
The who?
Don't try the friends with the benefits.
Oh. Yeah. You can't try to be friends with your ex with having benefits. Like, y'all, like, especially if the sex good.
And it all goes
that's
back
all
to
which,
okay, so if y'all just having sex, right? And like I said, everything is not being fed. Your soul is not being fed. Your heart, everything else is not being fed. What's the point of doing that? I don't know. It's deeper for me. If I'm into you, of course. It's gonna, like, if we are dealing with each other. But if you're an ex, no. Mm. I'm not gonna keep playing that fucking like running around with my tail cut off, like, fuck out of here. Like, nah, like, that shit is corny. Yeah. Nah, it just really doesn't make sense. It's like you're insane. You're doing the same shit,
trying to
find a different result.
That's to somebody that's not going to give it to you.
No,
completely. I am.
Not at all, unless that person really want to change for themselves. And really,
if you can't change for yourself, you can't change for
nobody. You know,
if you can't change for yourself, you can't change for me.
You gotta really start putting the work in. You know,
but no, I think a nigga changing. People see a problem with a nigga changing because of his girl asked him, or a girl changing because her nigga asked him to. Like, I don't see.
I wouldn't put it in that terms.
How would you put it then?
If that person wants to change for themselves,
but
then
that's, I'm talking, you talking
you
about
you showing a, no, you may be showing excuse me, points of where he was probably like having problems with, and you made him notice that and enhance himself. So really, he realized that and he started doing the work. So if you really not changing for yourself, then you're not really changing for that person. Like I said to you the other day, when a person wants to change, they gonna change for themselves. They're not gonna change really for the person.
But me acknowledging what I have a problem with to my partner, that is like him considering changing it. Like,
of course,
and
that's
also changing it because of him as well, because he deep down inside know that that's not the right way. That's not what to do. That's not, like, you know what I'm saying? You crossing the line no matter what the situation is.
That's,
you know,
true.
I mean, I don't know. I think like that.
I hear you. I really do. But I feel like if a person is going to change, so like I was saying, if a person does not want to change for themselves, then the relationship is not going to work. They may compromise on certain things, but they got to realize what the change is about. Because if you change it for somebody, you're not really going to really get that full effect that you really need. Because you know why? They may revert back to the same thing because they didn't really do it for themselves. They did it for you. So at the same time, I'm doing this because I want to shut her up, kind of.
Yeah, but you can tell the difference between that. That's why I said it depends on the situation.
You remember the saying, a happy life, happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes some guys be like, okay, I'm just going to do it because that's what she wants me to do.
See, but that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between really knowing and him changing because he wants to. And because that if he see that the situation, whatever situation that I'm nagging him to him about, that he's going to really change because he see that it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say if I'm nagging about fucking you putting your clothes, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, on the floor, and all of a sudden I see that he's doing it. He's really not doing it for him because I know for a fact that he's still going to do it.
Yeah.
But he's just going to show me that he's trying.
He's being conscious about it.
Exactly. Okay. But he's still going to end up, you know what I'm saying, throwing the shit on the floor. But at least I see that he's trying sometimes.
Yes, picking
you know
it
what
up
saying?
From
but
time
it's
to
a
time.
Difference between when I say the disrespect got to stop and I see that, you know what I'm saying, it really bothers me, and you see that he's even changing that, then that's a different type of, you know what I'm saying, changing for him.
Yeah.
And changing for me.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So it's like, it depends.
Mm-hmm. It does.
But yeah.
It does. But in a relationship, you have to compromise. So mm-hmm. that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
So, but with the next.
Bitch, you hate your ex.
I don't hate no ex. I don't.
Ooh,
I
really, hate. I shouldn't say that.
I don't hate. I just wish you guys the best. You know, you taught me a lot of things,
and that's what they're supposed to do.
And as you know, I'm in a different
journey.
And
if they don't grow from that, then you can see that they haven't learned nothing from you. That's why I'm not taking you back.
Yeah, so I've
clearly
grown,
and the
growth is real. So I'm learning myself even more and loving mm-hmm. myself even more. So that's mm-hmm. all that matters, and becoming a better person every day.
Yeah. All my exes know for a motherfucking fact that I was the bitch. I was that bitch. Yes. And then even if I had a problem with the ex, well, one of them I cheated on, but I kind of like told her that I like.
Oh Lord!
I was in a process of cheating on you, bitch, because like I can't do this. Like seriously, but yeah, bitch, I'm loyal as fuck.
Me too.
And sometimes too loyal, honestly.
Too,
but
yeah,
I wouldn't get back with an ex, but I would definitely be friends. I wouldn't date them again, but I would be friends with them.
Yeah, I don't want to date no ex. I'm good with them. Even
yeah,
one 13 years, 5 years, all of them. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I feel like
I wish everybody the best.
And then, first of all, and on top of that, if I'm even going to try to fucking consider taking you back, bitch, you got to show me, goddamn it. Like, when I mean show me, show me. It ain't going to be like the time before. I know I'm not that girl. Before, okay?
Nah,
you gotta come,
I'm a woman,
bigger and better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Mm-mm. You gotta show me, bitch. You got me mm-hmm. fucked up.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, you gotta show me. Yeah. But I still wouldn't take no ex back.
Mm-mm.
I would play the game and give them the benefit of the doubt. This bitch rolled her eyes. Listen. For real, I would.
Child.
Depending on who it is. But let me tell you, my last ex, bitch, baby. Ugh. I don't like Scorpios.
Oh, don't do that.
I don't.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Don't do that.
Because you my bitch. But yeah. No. She was a different type. I don't know what the fuck. It was just mixed with so much shit. Scorpio mixed with so much shit. But no, I would. Mm-mm. I ain't gonna lie. I did give her the benefit of the doubt because she's a sweetheart.
She is.
At the end of the day. And I know she, like, means well. But you know when people have, like, really that evilness in them? That it just can't go nowhere? Yeah. So that's why it was just, like, a no for me. So, yeah, I have never took an ex back. That's crazy. But still can be friends with them.
That's why they're an ex.
That's why they're an ex.
That part. Y'all don't be paying attention. Listen. Ex for a reason. They're for a season.
How long, okay, so how long would you say after breaking up with an ex should you even consider being friends with them or talking to them?
It depends on what happened.
Right?
Yeah, there's one that I was with for years and I still, it's still like wounds, so I can't really have a, not really a civilized, I can talk, but it just still wounds there. And
so you still haven't healed from that?
I'm healed.
Oh, so what you mean?
I'm healed.
Okay, so you mean it as you heal first before you to be friends with them?
Yeah, I'm healed. But when I say wounds, it's, mm-hmm. I won't even say wounds. Let me take that back because that sound like, nah, I'm giving too much take to the situation. Yeah, I'm giving too much to the situation. I'm giving too much life. Too much. No.
To say too much life.
Yeah, too much life. What I would say is that I'm in a different space where, like, I wish that person the best, like I said. Mm-hmm. And I just, right now, I'm on a different space. And I really want to get me right. And when I say right, I'm mm-hmm. good off that, what he got going on. Or I don't want to know anything. I'm good. So
right.
It took me years and years to get to this point. I just don't need that right now. So I don't need to be friends with him. And it's like probably like a 2 years. It's going to be 2 years now.
2 years?
Mm-hmm. So.
2 years that you haven't talked to him?
I mean, I talked to him like last year. But yeah, it's been like going to be.
So you would say you ultimately you would give it a year or two before being friends with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that, but not really being a consistent friend.
A consistent, yeah, like, nah, yeah, not
one I just, I don't.
Not like a friend.
No.
I bet, I.
And I don't see no point of that, though. I really don't.
No, I'm saying, like, an ex that you know that's really a good person that you want and a good spirit that you always want in your life no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Because of who they are. You know what I'm saying? You want to see them grow, everything.
Of course.
But
of course.
I'm saying, but not that type of friendship is like, y'all, I mean, if y'all fucking, then, hey, shit, that's y'all. Well, however y'all work y'all shit out, y'all work it out. Listen. But my thing is the ex that you just want to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what. And they just a good ex. It's no nothing sexual. They just a good person. They want to see me do good. Like, it's just.
Well, when I find that ex, I'll get
girl,
I'll
I know
get
you ain't
you.
Got that. I ain't got that ex.
Like, I'll wait, get back to you.
Oh, I do have them exes.
I mean, I have people that really care for me, but I do everything.
About, like somebody you've been.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm I always been like me because the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. So. When I needed, when I needed this person, that person wasn't there for me on certain things.
Yeah.
So I can't really depend on them. Can't. That's why I wouldn't take them back.
Yeah, facts. So, a lot of reason why I just wouldn't take an ex back. Like,
yeah. There's a lot of things. But, nah. Mm-mm. I don't need to be friends. I see, one of them checks in from time to time, but I don't need to be friends.
Down in the DM.
Nah, ain't no DM going down.
I'm talking about on his part, not yours.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not yours. I'm sure he'd be fucking emoji and everything on every post, like, picture, goddamn it, video. She tomorrow.
Girl, that made me throw up in my motherfucking mouth.
All my exes cool, except for
they're cool. Just last one. I'm good off.
I'm talking about like cool to this day. Like I could go out with them and like chill vibe.
Maybe one or two. Two.
Cause I don't hold grudges. I just let you know about your motherfucking self.
I don't hold no grudge neither.
Bitch. And like that's just what it is. And they just be like.
I hold a grudge for a little bit, and I let you keep hearing it about it for a little bit.
You goddamn right. And then you won't hear about it, bitch. Trust me.
And then after a while, you won't hear me say anything no more because I got it out of my system. And I'm
especially
like,
when you ain't really good. Get it out when you got it out when y'all were together, but when you see them like later on down the line, you be like. Like yeah. Sugi said, you really. I'm thinking about it. You really try me. Yeah, like you really know what I'm saying? Got it me comes back. Out. Like damn, yeah. Nigga, I remember everything about you.
It's
and
a
us.
Trigger. It's a trigger.
It's a trigger. But that's it's why. All on how you approach it. If you heal, you will laugh about it. And you, know
yeah,
saying?
Of keep, course. Certain things
but
you
if
will
you
laugh.
You'd be like
certain things you will laugh, but certain things right. It's just not laughable.
Yeah. At
all.
The fuck all.
You see?
You
so
know
it's
saying?
Just like
you really try.
How do you find the boundaries with that?
Oh, you gotta, if, well, you talking to them, they gotta know the boundaries. Like, there gotta be some type of apology between the times, but y'all even become friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It gotta have that.
Open dialect.
Before friendship can even happen or, you know what I'm saying? Any healing mm-hmm. can happen or to the point where I know I have to have you in my life. Like, you're a good person. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if that don't happen, then bitch, fuck no. I don't give a fuck about what you got going on in your life.
Kick rocks.
Go on about your business. Thank you.
But like I said, there's no hate. There's no animosity over here. I got mad love, send love, lights to all of them. And like I said, you know, I hope the relationships that y'all in, they prosper, all that. I really do. I send love and light.
Some of my exes, I see that they going good and I'm happy. They had kids and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I like to see that shit because life isn't, just like I said it before, like, I think life is about being with different people. Like, in relationships, I swear to God, like, that's,
I just
that's
feel like
how
I just
I
need
am
to find that one person to connect with. And I'm good, bitch. You know me. I'm just into like that.
I don't believe in having a one person forever.
I know. I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
I know you do, girl. Cause you been in your relationships forever. God damn me. I couldn't do it. Like
I'll be around people for years.
As soon as I know that this shit is like really like just fucked up. No. No. Mm-hmm. I can't see it go no further. No further.
Yeah, I like to see.
If I find that one person, that just be like, baby, I got you.
I got you, mom.
See, the thing about it, like I tell you, it's me. It's on a deeper level with me. Like, I got
absolutely. It got to be on a deeper level. Or unless it ain't going to last that long. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not going to last.
It just.
Bitch, if you can't stimulate my body and soul, bitch, everything.
Yes.
And then not even that showing me, bitch, is not gonna last. I'm sorry, I got to go. That's why I'm in so many different type of relationships. Maybe if God just sent me that one and just Disney, you know what I'm saying? I'll be with for like 10 years, maybe 5. Shit.
Oh Lord Jesus, I'm done. I'm so done with this.
No cap, I'm so serious.
No,
but
it just, you know, sometimes, bitch, we gotta do the work on ourselves, and then when we least expect it, somebody comes right in our path, and we be like, listen, what the fuck? What were you? And
people
the whole
come
time they be
all the time.
No. I'm not talking about the thirsties and
me neither. I'm not either. I'm talking about them and more.
Yeah,
like it's just
but you gotta filter out who connects with you. Really, and
yeah.
That's the thing.
And I ain't gonna never do that because, bitch,
you
I be in the house. Them? I don't go nowhere, so
you
I just be focused. On
this bitch,
what the fuck?
That's
Siri.
Yo, she's always in people business. Always in people. Don't do that.
But nah, I just be chilling. Like I'm not trying to take nobody serious because like. People are evil. People are so evil.
Some. We have evilness in us, but some people are just born evil.
Yeah.
Just yeah, in
just,
their
it
bones.
It just can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You will. You'll find
Girl, that. I know I will. Yeah. That ain't, I don't care about that, but it's just like, I get sick of people too sometimes. I know y'all do. Sometimes I just be wanting to be in, literally in the box. Seriously. Away from people.
I have my moments. But no. I have my moments. But there's people that, like, when you have that connection, it's unbelievable.
It's definitely unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
When they can simulate your mind, body, soul, everything. Yo, that's the dopest thing.
Every single
thing. That's the dopest thing.
And to think about it, everything about them just turns you the fuck on. Like,
from they smile, listen, from their hands, all
nigga,
that.
If he washing dishes or if she washing dishes, bitches, listen, come here. Come here.
Bring that dick out.
Bitch, listen,
it's a whole different vibe.
It is. It's a different type of like feeling wave.
Yes, bitch, like, it's like your stomach, woo, even though you going to go see them, your stomach is having flutters, and from the time you see them, you're shaking.
And I'm not meaning just like, of course, when you just meet them, but I mean, no, like, all the
time,
like,
every time,
like all the time,
every
like,
time you see them, you get those flutters in your stomach.
Yeah,
when you kiss them, you can feel it all in. Oh Lord Jesus, let's not talk about this, man.
That bitch getting wet over there.
I done.
Girl, ooh, blame you, goddamn it. Listen.
They blow your mind, stimulate your mind. It's not only, like I said, the physical, they blow your freaking mind.
Camille.
Out the side. Yeah.
Trust.
You just look at how, ooh, tall and sexy. Mm. Love.
That bitch love dreads. Love dreads. Love a nigga with motherfucking dreads, okay? I love it. I like any type of niggas.
I do
even
too.
Even ugly niggas. Like, I like it. What's up? What's up with y'all? Nah.
Well, I you know, I love, a lot of I love God's children.
That bitch say God's children. Bitch, God's children. Love
we
them
all God's children.
Yes, we are. Funny. But yeah, that's what we're talking about on top of today, y'all.
Yes. So, the music is actually by my brother. I have to send a shout out to him. And what we're doing, from week to week, we're trying to get upcoming artists to send us their music. And we play it before we start the podcast. So, if you really want your music on our podcast, please send us your music, your info.
Yes.
And we would gladly, you know, upload it.
So. Just hit our email. You could send us at least 3 different songs.
Yeah, so we can choose.
Yeah.
And I'm disclaimer, okay?
Disclaimer.
I know that we said we will put it up, but if it's not.
No, it's not. If we put it up, we're going to pick and choose which one. If it's bussing.
Some people will send, and they all 3 may not be all busting. So,
and then they don't make it. Then
that's what I'm saying. That. I was about to do the disclaimer and say if you not say you suck. If it's not what we like and it's not to our,
because we music heads, like we really music lovers. So
I grew up in a house where my dad played every instrument. So like I said, I love music.
Different I've been type around of music. I won't play no instruments, but
yeah, I play the piano and the clarinet. So
I play the flute, but I don't know how to play that shit no more, so I don't count. Okay. But nah, if y'all just send us 3 songs and we'll go ahead and pick out of that, and you know what I'm saying, we'll play it for the intro of our podcast. But the only reason why we're doing this is because, you know, it's a lot of good
music.
You know what I'm saying? Talented black.
Even
other ethnicities, but you know, black, you know what I'm saying? Black people, we the shit. So yeah, we have a lot of talented people out there in the world, you know, different cultures and everything. So we just want to hear y'all music and see what y'all got going on, and you know, you know, put a little exposure so we can expose ourselves, okay?
Exactly. Showing love, and you guys show us love.
Support.
So basically, you know what to do. Just subscribe.
You
hit that notification. And please like and share.
You dick.
So we out of here. Pretty
welcome. I said welcome. Bitch, what the fuck? Come back to our motherfucking universe and we out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pretty vibes. Yes. Oh, you can get my brother's music and SoundCloud.